Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. Did I get it right that time, Meredith?
You got it right. Hello, everybody. Hi, Cal.
Yes. I was out in the hallway going, Meredith, 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 because I'm going to get that straight. You know, it's funny how just doing something for a year and a half or so can get stuck in your head. But, hey, I think people should send us some comments and let us know how we're doing so far. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I would love to get some feedback. And you know what? I would really love to get some questions. I know that I see questions here and there on the Five Path board and different hypnosis blogs and things like that, but I would love to get some that are sent directly to us for us to use here on the show.
Cool. Hey, I want to make a couple announcements. If you're watching this show anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there now, because right underneath this video is links and other resources that we mention in the show. So, you know, go there now. And another thing I want to talk about is, gosh, have you been to ourhypnospace.com lately? We're revamping the whole thing. And as I record this, it should be out there in its new form. And I've been talking to our tech guys, and they've been working night and day trying to get it all together, because Our Hypnospace is the very first hypnosis networking site. It's kind of like a MySpace, that kind of stuff, but just for hypnotists. Go there, check it out, and we're totally redoing it. All right, Meredith, what do you have for us today? What should I do? You're the boss.
All right. Well, I personally want to know more about your new Seventh Path class coming up. So first, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let's see. Seventh Path. I was just talking to Meredith about this, and that, you know, I'm not used to talking about Seventh Path, and it's, you know, a mind-body-spirit approach to hypnosis. Meredith, a couple episodes ago, said it is the very first antivirus software for the human mind. And what do we mean by that? All your life, you know, when you're born, psychologists have a name for, like, the subconscious area of the mind, long-term memory, and that's tabula rasa, which means blank slate. And then as you go through life, you're picking up all this information, and most of your beliefs are good, most of your habits are good, but there's some stuff in there that, I mean, maybe you think maybe you're not good enough to do something, you're not smart enough to do something, or you're not lovable unless you do this, and all kinds of different beliefs in there. And Seventh Path, with the recognitions, which are very special self-hypnosis suggestions, go in, find these things, and neutralize them. It fixes problems that you didn't even know you have. I say the recognitions are like little heat-seeking missiles. They look for the programs inside you that are holding you back, smash, neutralize them, and does all this in combination with your highest spiritual or philosophical beliefs. How's that sound, Meredith?
Sounds great to me.
Good. And so, as I mentioned in the last show, we're doing the very, very first Seven Path Self-Hypnosis Teachers course, where you don't have to go through a big, long course of 7 days or 10 days or 2 weeks. You can just become a Seven Path teacher, and that's 3 days pre-convention in August, and that's Marlboro, Boston. And it's going to be fun. Go there. You should be going to the convention anyway. I'm also going to be doing a one-hour free workshop and a two-hour workshop there. I'll talk more about that next episode as we get a little closer to the actual convention. If you want to know more about the NGH and about the convention, go to www.ngh.net.
That's
a good name. I'll just get Celeste and Meredith together and call it Molest. That's not
very good. I could not believe that came out of your mouth.
Hey, so what was I going to say? You were going to talk about some of the different kinds of experiences people have when they're doing Seven Path, and then after we get done with that, we are going to talk about a question you have for me. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, I use Seventh Path with the majority of my clients, and at a minimum, it's a meditation for them. At a minimum, they get all of the benefits that anybody would get from meditation, and personally, I think that it's better than traditional transcendental meditation because it actually works with how the mind works. The mind does not typically get cleared of information for minutes or hours at a time, and that's why people get so frustrated with typical meditation and they quit, and this actually works with the mind and allows for all of the things that our mind typically thinks up to come up. And in fact, it's expected. And those things come up and it helps to process it. And then you go right back into doing the recognition again. It's just, it's so wonderful. It helps to slow down your heart rate, to kind of calm you in general at a minimum. And then, you know, on the optimal level, on the highest level of things, it helps you to get more connected with kind of what you want in life. It gives you that quiet time, that space to reflect and to really allow ideas to come. Allow your higher self, if you will, this is what I believe, your higher self to talk to you, to communicate with you so that you can get the things done that you came here to do.
Beautiful. Hey, I was just thinking about, I was going to offer some examples of things that have happened in class or with our clients where they've had profound changes. And I want to stipulate something right now, and that is hypnosis doesn't heal anything. Seven path hypnosis doesn't heal anything. Five path hypnosis doesn't heal anything. Hypnotists shouldn't run around going, I'm a healer, I'm a healer, I'm a healer, because hypnosis doesn't heal anything. There's this, I'm going to tell you what I think. You can think what you want, but I think there's really only two sources of healing, and that's, you know, your higher power, God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it, and your body's innate ability to heal. Back when I was in graduate school, I was introduced to this idea that's really stuck with me, and it's called the diathesis stress hypothesis. And that mainly has to do with mental illness, but it really can be extended to any kind of illness. And that is, there's really two causes to any illness. And that is, one, some kind of physical weakness, propensity towards the illness, and the other is stress. Like right now, you know what? I've got cold virus in me. Right now, I got flu virus in me. I might even have some cancer cells floating around, but because my body's in good health, they can't take a foothold. So what happens is, under stress, the body's weakened, and then these things can start to take a foothold and you can get sick. Another example is, back when I was in graduate school, there was these few weeks where I had midterms and some other exams and some projects all due at the same time, and I was work, and I was stressed out, and I noticed I was having back pain. And so what I'm getting at here is that under stress, our body can experience pain, it can experience rashes, all this kind of stuff. So when we use any kind of technique that reduces or eliminates internal stress, then our body is more able to recover from what's going on. We tend to heal faster, we tend to get over these aches and pains. So having stipulated all that, with Seventh Path, I've seen so many different healings occur, from skin problems, hair problems, pain problems. I was just meeting with one of our graduates today from our most recent Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the two-week course. And during the course, starting doing Seventh Path, and chronic pain that had been in her body for years and years and years, nothing has been able to help it, just went away. And now here it is, about 10 days later, and I follow up with her, the pain is still gone. Now, what I say, hypnosis doesn't heal anything, but Seventh Path, that was the kind of work you learn to do on yourself in these courses, caused her to release internal stress, internal limiting beliefs, and then her body, working with her higher power, was able to take care of the cause of the problem. Do you have any stories like that, Meredith?
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to tell you my personal one from when I first learned Seventh Path?
Oh, that would be interesting to everybody watching.
Yes. So I decided that I was going to go to Cal's Five Path class. And little did I know that I was going to get something completely different than anything I could have ever expected in the form of Seventh Path. And, you know, Cal kind of knows this, that he does kind of spring it on us after the first couple days. And, you know, I think that everybody's kind of thinking, what is this exactly? You know, we're here to learn hypnosis, and here's this kind of strange thing that he's talking about, and I don't understand anything he's saying about it. And because it's so vague, until you actually practice it and until you actually learn it, it's really hard to understand what we're talking about. And so we get into it and we're doing it. And, you know, I've had on and off skin problems for quite a while. I know it's one of the ways that my body handles stress, or doesn't handle stress, if you will. And so what happened for me was, after about 4 days of doing the seventh path, I started to develop this huge, I don't even know what to call it. I called it a goiter, but this huge cyst, huge. And it just, apparently I had all kinds of things that needed to purge out. I don't know. It was horrible. I was horrified. Here I'm trying to get to know these new people and, you know, wanting to share information in class. And I've got this huge thing growing off of my face, Cal. Thank you so much. And so here I am wearing bigger and bigger earrings and making my hair bigger and doing my makeup bigger to try to distract from this thing. But sure enough, it kind of opened and then it healed all within just a few days. And it was really gone by the end of the course, which is unheard of. I don't know if anybody of you have ever had skin problems, but if you have something that big on your face, it doesn't heal that fast. It usually can take as long as a month to heal. And so I knew that my body was really processing things quickly. And, you know, that was just the physical sign that I had. Other people had, you know, they went from headache to then feeling this great relief. Other people had gastrointestinal issues that kind of helped to clear them out, if you will. Don't want to go into too much detail there, but you get the drift. And, you know, all kinds of physical shifts. And that's not even getting into the mental, emotional side of things.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, one of the things that I remember that I learned from Marilyn Gordon, one of my favorite fellow hypnotists, and she says in a book that's not available anymore, I think the name of the book was Healing is Remembering Who You Are, and she said, and you know, she probably didn't make this up, but it's where I first learned it, was the way out is through. And what happens is we have this stuff that's stuffed down inside of us, and you know, it's causing us all kind of symptomology. It might be anger, or it might be fear, or it might be guilt. And what the seven path recognitions go in and neutralize all that stuff, and it allows it to pass through you. And so sometimes a symptom, like if you've had bad skin, it might get a little worse before it gets better. If you've got migraines, someone may have a migraine in class, but then they go away, and that kind of thing. And so it's quite interesting. I make sure everybody's drinking lots of water so that you actually detox by doing the self-hypnosis system. It's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And my skin has never, ever gone back to that original kind of occluded state. It's been clear ever since.
And you're kind of a health nut, aren't you?
I am. And I thought I had all the answers, but believe me, I didn't.
Hey, you know, before we segue into the next thing, I saw that you have like a dog on your computer. What is that about?
Oh, my Dylan. I actually call him Dylan Face. You guys want to see him?
Of course we do.
I'm going to put him up here so you can see him. That's Dylan with my sock. That's his favorite toy of anything. Oh, I just love him.
He's probably the luckiest dog in the world. Do you take good care of him?
Oh, gosh. He's spoiled rotten.
Jeez. Jeez. Hey, let's see. Is there anything else we should talk about? Are we done with Seven Path now?
I think we are. What do you think? Anything else you want to know from me?
How about a client story? Do you have anything you can talk about where a client really benefited from Seven Path?
Yes, I do. I had a client recently that I helped to overcome bulimia. She had been bulimic for 27 years. And just it's been a part of her life for the majority of her life. And we had our first session together, and I taught her the first recognition. And she was just so hopeful just after the first session, you know, that we were going to affect major change for her, and just felt kind of that reconnection right off the bat. Because see, with Seventh Path, and not all of you might know this, but what we do is we teach the recognitions while the client is in hypnosis, and then we have them practice for a little while. I do it at the end of my session. There's a lot of different ways that it can be done. But pretty much the way my sessions end is them practicing their seventh path self-hypnosis, and then I do emerge them. You could actually have them emerge themselves. But I emerge my clients, and her very first comment was, "Oh my gosh, I had lost God. That was the piece that was missing." And I was a little stunned because of all of the things that she had to say after our first session of hypnosis with, you know, the eye lock and losing the numbers. And we went on a journey together doing, you know, the high road to success and so many things she could have said. But her very first comment was, I had lost God and now you've helped me find him. And she went home and continued to do her first recognition. I just gave her the first recognition for that whole week. And she came back and she said, you know what? I feel like I'm going to go through with the process, but I feel like I'm done. I feel like I've found myself again. I know who I am. This insecurity that's been with me forever, it has just kind of melted away. And every time that I do it, I feel stronger and stronger. I mean, it was such a success story.
Cool. Yeah, you know, that's one thing about 7-Path is it fixes stuff we didn't know was broken.
Yeah.
I remember when I was teaching a class in Singapore, I was just taught the second recognition, and we always do like a sharing after they practice it. And this one lady just stood up, and she goes, tears running down her face, and she goes, I just realized my father always loved me. And you see, that had been an issue that had affected her whole life. She thought her father never loved her and that she was unlovable and there was something wrong with her. And boom, you know, in just a few minutes of practicing, that just came up. And another thing, while I'm on the topic of Singapore, I teach I've taught there many times, and it's a wonderful place to teach. You have a real heterogeneous population there. You have the Sikhs and the Hindus and the Christians and the Jews and the Arabs and Muslims and the Buddhists and everybody. And the Buddhists, I think, are really interesting with regard to 7-Path because, you know, part of their faith is to do this daily meditation. And I've had dedicated Buddhist meditators stand up and say, Cal, you just taught me something in a couple of days that my teacher, referring to their Buddhist teacher, has been trying to teach me for decades. And so that person needed to find the emptiness and the silence. And in 7-Path, it's a funny thing. And that is, by not looking for it, people find it. It happens all the time. Anything else you want to add?
I highly recommend doing 7-Path yourself as a practitioner. I think that we constantly are put up against, you know, such challenges in the work that we do, and, you know, it drains us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And, you know, for me, it's been what keeps me strong. You know, clients ask me all the time, how do you do this work, and how do you always seem so confident and strong and you know, alert, if you will, and how does it not get you down? And I really believe that the 7-Path is what has helped to keep me going and helped to fuel me and keep me positive. And it really changes your energy resonance. It changes what you put out there in the world. You know, just after doing 7-Path, I noticed people respond differently to me. And it has nothing to do with the way I look. It's about the energy that you put out after doing this kind of a practice.
Beautiful. Well, let's see. Did you check the time when we started?
I believe that it's been just over 15 minutes, Cal.
Okay, good. Everyone that wants to know more about 7-Path can go to the7path.com. You can go, if you want to find out more information about the upcoming 7-Path Teachers Course at the NGH Convention, Marlboro, Boston, then go to ngh.net. I'll put a link down below that goes directly to the course information if they have it up by the end of the day. And gosh, we also have information about that go to hypnosiscenter.com/graduates.htm. And I really think that my graduates say it best when they talk about how it's affected them. All right, so we got about 5 minutes left. Why don't you fire a question at me?
We had a question come in about getting doctor's referrals and how to go about doing that. I know this is something that most practitioners are really, you know, interested in finding out, because we can get a lot of referrals for our business from practitioners, holistic and medical practitioners, psychologists, psychiatrists. How do you recommend that we go about doing that?
You know, this is a really good question. We are currently rebuilding our referral base here in California after having our office open for 10 years in Minnesota, where we got a lot of referrals from psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, doctors, and that kind of thing. And we kind of learned it how to get these referrals by accident. Now, there's a marvelous organization called the National Health Freedom Organization. You can Google them, go to their website, and they've done the hypnotists in Minnesota and California and about seven other states a fabulous favor. And full disclosure, I've gotten involved with them. I'm on their board right now, and because I believe in it so much. And what before they went to town and introduced some laws that allow us to have an incredible amount of freedom as hypnotists, we had to be very, very careful about getting referrals for working on different, particularly medical and psychological issues. And you should still be careful, but you know, you shouldn't ever do anything that you're not trained to do. But if you're trained to do it, you know how to do it, then, and of course, you always have to follow the laws of your state, and that's what we were doing. While we were in Minnesota, we used to have to get referrals for every doggone thing we worked on if they were diagnosed as having the problem. Now, so what we did was we were always asking for referrals, and it was through the asking for referrals that what we found out was we're teaching doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists to refer to us, because doctors and other medical and mental health professionals, they get frustrated. They have a certain number of clients that no matter what they do, they just don't get better. Maybe it's pain, or maybe they don't stop smoking or whatever. And then when the client comes to you, or their patient comes to you and becomes a potential client for you, you tell them, you know, if you're trained on how to work on that thing, like our five pathers are, you just say, you know, that's easy, we do it all the time, but in your case, what we need to do, just to be legal about stuff, is to get a referral from your doctor or your psychiatrist if it's a mental issue. And what happens is we get a release of information, and then we send a letter off to that professional, and we say, your patient so-and-so has come to, in our case, the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, seeking hypnosis sessions for fill in the blank. It might be relaxation, it might be stress management, smoking cessation, pain management, overcoming her biting of her nails, or trichotillomania, which is a hair pulling disorder. And then we ask for the referral. And most times we just get the referral. Now, here's a plan B. If you don't get a referral, because in some places, you know, every state has its own limitations of what doctors can do and stuff like that. And what you do is you contact the doctor and say, is it contraindicated? That's doctor speaks for, if I do hypnosis, do you anticipate that it would cause any problems? In other words, if they're having pain, chronic pain, and nothing the doctor has done has helped with the pain, you ask them, doctor, if we remove the pain, would that cause any problems? And so what we can do is get a message that, in the doctor's opinion, it's not contraindicated if they get over the problem using hypnosis. So that's like a plan B. Even if you don't get the referral, even if you don't get that it's not contraindicated, what you've started to do is to develop a relationship with that doctor, psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And then what you do, and here's the secret. After you've had positive results with the client, ask the client or tell the client, gosh, as a service to our clients, what we like to do is follow up in about a month to make sure you're doing well. And then when you're doing well, if you'd like, we can forward a short little report to your primary care physician or the psychologist or psychiatrist to let them know how well you're doing. Would you like that? And you know what? They say, yeah, I'd really like that. And what have you done? You've developed a relationship with that professional. And after their patient is doing better, when nothing that they've done has worked, you send them and say, upon follow-up, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months later, your patient so-and-so has reported a 90% reduction in pain, or has totally recovered from the urge to pull her hair, or has remained cigarette-free, and you send that to them, and the doctors, they want to help people. That's why they're in the helping profession. What happens is they start thinking about you. When nothing else works, who are they going to call? The witch doctor. Hypnotherapist, right? And they're going to call you and say, hey, would you mind working with my patient or my client? And that is a wonderful way to start getting referrals. How does that sound, Meredith?
Sounds great. That's exactly what I think we all needed to hear. Thank you so much, Cal.
All right. Why don't you wrap it up for us today then?
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Definitely send in your questions and check out calbanion.com for this podcast information. All of the links on there and how to send in those questions will be listed there. Thank you all and see you next time.
This is Cal Banion. I want you to check out hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com, and ourhypnospace.com. If you want to lose weight or add more money to your hypnosis practice or massage therapy practice or any kind of people practice, contact me and I'll let you in on the insider information about my secret weight loss and income generating system. I think you're going to really, really dig it. All you can do is send me an email to calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com, and what I'll do is I'll just ask you to send me some times that I can call you. I'll actually call you. In fact, just send me an email with a day that would be available for you, and a couple of times, probably in the evening is best, but if the afternoon's the only time that I can get a hold of you, then afternoon is fine, and I'll call you and I'll give you all the information and you will be in the know. One last thing, send us some comment love. And that just means, it doesn't have to be love. It could be hate if you want, but I don't think anybody out there hates us. Let us know how you think we're doing. Send us questions and, help us to make this program better. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.